Welcome back, Raw Thoughts listeners, to another episode with me, Mackenzie Tiggs, where I bring on folks and we just hear about their life, where they've been, where they are, and where they're headed. I want to just encourage you that if you hear any of our listeners, to be able to reach out to them. You can find all of their information on my website at rawthoughtspodcast.com. You're able to connect with them. You're able to send in messages to myself. And I just want to thank you once again for coming for another week and another episode. So this week I have Hannah with Get Fit Meridian, and she's been able to kind of watch from the outside and follow it along. We have a lot of mutual people that we have been able to connect with. So Hannah, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself, about Get Fit Meridian, kind of how you got involved with that.
Yeah, about myself, I come from Northern California. With Get Fit, I joined about going on 7.5 years ago now. I actually started as a client. And so kind of give you like a backstory of kind of why I joined Get Fit and what I was really looking for. I joined 2 weeks after I lost my dad to cancer. And, you know, growing up, I played soccer, competitive soccer, always loved it, still do. And I went to college for kinesiology and always had a heart for, you know, nutrition and fitness and working out and all of that. But I was looking for an opportunity to really get into a community. And I wanted that same feeling as once an athlete, right? Like that adrenaline rush and, you know, having dealing with the grief of losing my dad to cancer, I really needed an outlet. And so I joined Get Fit 2 weeks after my dad went to be with the Lord. And I met so many great people, and that community, it just, once I walked through the doors, I'm like, this is my place. Like I felt like everyone welcomed me with arms wide open. And I just developed so many different relationships. A couple months went on and they're like, do you want to be a trainer? And I'm naturally like reserved and kind of quiet, right? Like I was always known as like that shy girl growing up. And I'm like, sure, like let's do it. And so literally 2 weeks later, I hopped on the mic and was training my first class. And I'm like, wow, like what a crazy, the coolest opportunity ever. And then it kind of just went from there, and I became a nutritional coach and walked through multiple certifications. And now here I am walking into ownership, you know, years later, and just so stoked to bring that same community here to the Treasure Valley. Like we are so excited about it. So yeah, kind of a little backstory.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about, I mean, how did you find that specific gym? Because I think when you are kind of at a low point, you're searching for multiple different things and trying to get through grief. How old were you when you were dealing with that and decided to go to that gym?
Yeah, so I had multiple, it's kind of funny, I actually had multiple friends going there and kind of watching them on Instagram. And one of my high school teachers, she was going to that studio, and I think she was actually training at that time. Anyways, so what was the other question? I totally blanked on it.
How did you decide that was the gym that you were going to go to? Like,
yeah, I truthfully saw just on the outsider looking in, I'm like, man, there's something special about this place. And just the vibe that I was seeing on the outside is everyone's connecting with each other. Everyone seems super stoked to be there. And I remember them posting about, you know, all these different community events, not even just at Get Fit, but then in the town that I grew up in. And so I knew I just wanted to be a part of that. And I saw just how they treated literally everybody as, hey, like, come as you are. Everyone has a day one. Everyone's a beginner at something, you know, whatever that is. And I truly felt in my gut that this is the space that I needed to be in. And when I joined, I actually joined a nutritional program that they had at the time called Food Fit. And it was a program to where people learned how to feel their body in the proper way. And that was kind of the heart behind me, you know, after losing my dad to cancer. I wanted to figure out how I can be the healthiest that I can be and how I can prevent that in my control from happening to me, especially, you know, being a young mom. I was 26 at the time my dad passed away. And so, you know, I had my second daughter. She was 5 months old at the time. So, you know, juggling the loss of my dad and then the joy of, you know, having my second daughter was a lot of emotion, especially being postpartum, of like, I need to figure something out. I need to be around people. I need that connection. I need that camaraderie. And that's exactly, you know, what I still get till this day, you know. So
yeah. How cool is that to have kind of a low moment, but finding that, you know, joy and that happiness out of it.
Yeah.
Did it take you a little bit to like kind of decide that that's the route that you wanted to go? Because I think I'm reflecting on a lot of people in my life that I know have recently lost their parents at a young age. And I think there's a dull moment, I'm going to say, with your emotions and not knowing what to do or not knowing how to still find that enjoyment because you have just lost your parent.
Right. Yeah. I still know till this day, but I wanted to be the healthiest mom and wife that I can be. And you know, having those feelings as an athlete of that adrenaline rush, right? Like you're in a game and moments are high, moments are low. And I wanted that same feeling. And in fitness, even till this day, is a way for me to relieve that grief that I still struggle with because it doesn't go away, right? Like it gets easier as time goes on, but there's still very hard moments. And so just the people that came alongside me, encouraged me, loved on me, you know, even the hard days, the great days, they were always there. And, you know, since day one, I still have developed really great friendships over there, and even great relationships, you know, with the other owners of the other two locations at GFA and the other team members. Like we all literally just talk on a daily basis. And like I said, it's more than the community. We're truly all just family, you know, whether you are on the team or you are a client there. And so it's the coolest thing.
That's awesome. Now, did you intend to coming to Idaho in opening this up, or what was that journey?
No, actually, if you asked me like probably 3 years ago, like, Hannah, would you ever move out of California or even to Idaho? I'd be like, no, we're cool here. You know, that's where I grew up. That's where my roots are. You know, and then as time went on, it's something we were praying about as a family. And my brother lives in Meridian. And so we'd come to visit and I'm like, man, this place is just absolutely beautiful. And there's some spots that kind of remind us of Northern California. And yeah, it's just something that kind of just happened. We took a total leap of faith. Like truthfully, we bought a house, didn't even see the house. Like we saw the pictures on the internet and we're like, you know what? Let's just go for it. You know, worst case scenario, if it doesn't work out, God doesn't open that door, we'll sell the house or rent it out, whatever. It's crazy. The day that we closed on our house was the day that my husband got a transfer for his job. We're like, okay, all right. You know? And then, it was like the biggest, I feel like, you know, something's right, but then it's also like, oh, this is so sad. Like leaving the place that I grew up, the only house that I, you know, ever lived in as a kid. And then it was a couple months later of being approached with ownership of Get Fit. And I'm like, whoa, like, absolutely. Like do I feel qualified for that? Like, no, there's moments where I'm like, who, me? but I'm like, oh, I just visualized the lives that are going to be changed here. And I'm getting chills talking about it. And, you know, just, I feel like it was just like instant flashbacks of everything that I've been through over the last like 7 years and the process of getting here. I'm like, man, people, when they walk through those doors, they're going to experience that same thing that I once felt as a beginner, you know? And so, then it kind of just happened. And then, my husband moved out here. We have three daughters and we wanted them to finish out the school year where we're at. And so my husband was here traveling back once a month. And then we finally made the move here in July and, we went on an absolute hunt for the right building for Get Fit. And, Definitely a grind. Definitely the most trust and faith building experience I have truly walked through, and I'm still here.
Yeah.
And that will continue to go, especially as our doors open. And I mean, years to come, it's going to, you know, hopefully get easier as, you know, things progress and stuff. But yeah.
What has that process been of trying to find just the right location?
Yeah. Multiple phone calls. it took months, really. We were even looking before we actually made the move here, and just kind of like getting a feel for, you know, what is the right space. And then we looked at multiple places, and even a couple of places were like, this is the spot. Like, this is where we're going to be. And it's like, nope, door totally closed. And then it was actually, I think, in October this past year, where one of the guys I was working with, he was helping me trying to find the building. And he's like, I think you need to look at this space. And I'm like, no, like, you're crazy. And then he's like, no, like, let's just see it. And I'm like, okay, well, if I'm going to go see this, like, I truly want to meet the owners and share the heart and the why behind Get Fit. Like, I want them to hear it, you know, because being a fitness, you know, professional, sometimes it's not like the best reputation, right? And so I wanted them to hear how different we are from anybody else. And he's like, okay, like, I'll get this together. And so we had the meeting set up, and literally the night before, my daughter was so sick.
Oh no.
Puking her guts out. And I'm like, oh no, like, I don't know if I can go to this. And I'm like, I feel something in my gut. I need to go. And so we got to the building, and it's just, I'm still getting chills. Like, I can't describe it. But the moment I pulled up, I'm like, I think this is the one. And so we got out, met, you know, our neighbors next door, and it's explained kind of our mission at Get Fit, and our dreams and all of that. And it aligned so well, and put a, you know, an offer on it, and they had multiple other offers, and they chose Get Fit. And we were just so stoked, so blessed to be in the space that we're going to be in. And our beautiful neighbors, like, we're so, it all truly is all God. It's not me. It's not, you know, the realtor agent that I was working with or anything like that. It's amazing.
Yeah. And what about those hard times? Like, when the doors did keep closing on you, how did you know that this is what you were still supposed to be doing?
Yeah. You know, I always tell the clients that I'm coaching in nutrition, and I mean, even when I train too, it's, you know, as an athlete, like, you push through the hard moments, definitely moments where tears are flowing, where you feel like, oh gosh, is there like any hope left? Like, are we ever going to find a building? And I remember people asking me, like, even if I went home to visit, you know, the other locations, like, did you find a building yet? I'm like, no, not yet. And it's just, I feel like, man, am I failing? Like, why is it so easy for these other people just to, like, you know, and finger snaps and just all of these things? And I feel like there's a moment where, like, I truly was losing hope. And I'm like, I don't know if this is meant to be. Like, I feel absolutely crazy. Like, we're doing community events, you know, doing workouts, doing workshops, partnering with other local small businesses. And I'm like, we're not even open yet. And everyone's like, where's Get Fit going to be? And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm just believing. And so I remember there was this one night I was just like crying to my husband. Like, I truly don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, especially with, like, the market being absolutely bonkers. And I remember one night just praying, like, Lord, okay, if you want Get Fit to be in the Treasure Valley, if you want this to happen, please open that door. And that's when my realtor agent, his name's Jack, he was like, Hannah, I think I found the spot. And I'm like, okay, it's a little over our price range, but, you know, we'll go, we'll walk through the door and see, we'll go for it, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, I think the hardest thing was all the other people, like, so stoked, like, you know, rallying from home, and even family, and just asking, like, where's the building? And almost like feeling like a moron. Like, I feel like I can say that, right? I can say moron. you know, other people just thinking we're nuts. Like, what do you mean? Like, you're doing workouts and you're at, you know, doing stuff at the Village and offering this and offering that and blowing up your social media on, you know, posting pretty often. And, but yeah, you don't have a location. It's like, yeah, you know, I don't have the answers, but I am like fully operating on full faith and trust that yes, I truly believe Get Fit is meant to be here. I don't know like the what or the how, but I know the why, and I know Get Fit's why, and I know my why, and I can stand strong on that, that we're going to bring the same community and opportunities to this, you know, Treasure Valley. So
yeah. And you have, I mean, I honestly, just from seeing your social media, had no idea you didn't have a true location until we met. And I was like, so where's your building at? And you're like, actually, it's not even finished yet. And I was like, oh, okay. But you were gathering, you know, a community before and going to different locations and doing these workouts. Mm-hmm. What have you seen from just that start of it with Get Fit?
Yeah. So I laugh and kind of just chuckle because I'm like, I give everyone like the Get Fit talk, and I love to share the mission at Get Fit because it truly just represents like us as a whole. And so our mission at Get Fit is to move people towards whole health through community, fitness, and nutrition. And community's first because people are first. And, you know, we talk a lot about community, and that's 100% what we're about. But we're also about community outside of our walls of Get Fit. And I laugh because it's like at one moment we didn't really have walls yet. Now we do. But, you know, the most important part to us is for us to develop and build authentic relationships. And so, you know, being kind of a noob out here, I just really wanted to connect with people, and I wanted them to feel like, hey, like we're real people. Like, we want to do life with you and serve you the most absolute killer workouts, but it's also a trust factor too, right? Where we're going to provide quality to you no matter what we do, even if people think we're absolutely crazy, but you know, people have been having a blast with it. And so, yeah, it's been a wild ride.
It has been. I mean, just being able to watch you, you know, grow as well from coming here with the idea, has it been hard going to other businesses and putting these events on?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, truly getting out of my comfort zone of like, okay, I'm wearing multiple hats, right? Like nutritional coach, owner, trainer. Now I'm an event planner. And then I'm like, you know, the marketing, you know, director and all this stuff. And it's been so great partnering with other businesses, and they've been so encouraging. And I, you know, when people know that, you know, you believe in something so wholeheartedly, they pick up on that and then they start believing in it so heartily and like, absolutely, like, I'll support you. I'll let you do this workshop here. I will, you know, offer free meals, or I'll let you host a workout here. Like, sweet. Yeah. Like, I'm totally behind that. And truthfully, I feel like that has been a really trust building within the community too, of, hey, like, I support you as a local business owner. You support me. And it's just like this true connection and bond, you know?
Yeah. What do the workouts look like? Because you have gone to different places, mm-hmm. and been able to, you know, structure that. What does that look like?
Yeah. So we are a functional fitness studio. So functional fitness being, hey, we want to absolutely train you to be strong, move well, prevent injury, you know, for everyday life activities. So some of the workouts we do, we totally bring in equipment. Like, we did a burpees and brews, and we brought in a rower, we brought in a salt bike, like dumbbells, med balls. I think people walked in like, what did I get myself into? It's like the most best time. That's what you walked into. But yeah, I mean, we do different things like EMOMs, we do AMRAPs, we do timed, a lot of strength work, a lot of HIIT work, just truly kind of hit every aspect of it. Like, We have a workout this Sunday and we're going to bring in sandbags and dumbbells and it's just going to be a wild time. And you know, it's cool because our certified trainers, we write our workouts. So it's handwritten workouts that we just put so much passion and energy behind. But you know, if someone walks into the workout and they're like, oh, I can't really necessarily do that move because I have an injury or whatever. People are able to modify, or if it's a movement or it's like, oh, like you can totally progress that. We give so many different options for that. You know, it's like, hey, here's the standard workout, but you can, you know, up it to this, or, you know, if you need to take a step back, drop the weights, totally do that, you know?
Yeah. And how has that been? I mean, with now that you do have the walls, talking with people back from where you started, what is that like?
I think people are just stoked. I mean, we have a temporary banner up and I posted that yesterday and the feedback of like, it's a temporary banner, but everyone's like, oh my gosh, like it's happening, you know, and we've been starting to order equipment and waiting for permits for the build out inside. But just the support and the love has been, it outweighs any like, you know, those losing of hope moments and stuff. It's just been really cool. Even in the community and people that are following us on Instagram that I didn't necessarily know. And it's like, wow, like they love the banner. Okay. Yeah. Like just wait till the rogue bars come and the rope for the rope climbs, you know? So
that's
yeah.
Cool. And you can tell that you have so much passion behind it. Mm-hmm. Like you have really ingrained yourself within this mission, building it. How is that? I mean, how have you seen that, you know, develop through the time? Because fitness is one of those things, and I know I'm guilty of it too, right? It's this yo-yo effect a lot of times, but you have really shown the consistency of over the time, over the years. What has that been like to really engulf yourself in this?
Yeah, definitely, you know, going through seasons as a mom and even having my third daughter walk through that pregnancy, you know, working out up until the day before my C-section was planned. You know, there was definitely hard moments. It was about, oh gosh, probably 4 years ago now, I actually tore my ACL and my meniscus. And it sounds really dramatic. And don't get me wrong, it's very painful, but it was like a size of a pencil, like the top of a pencil. Oh, wow. And so they gave me the option of like, you can have surgery, like we can go in there and like shave it, or you can try and heal it on its own. And I'm like, okay, I'm a mom of three. I'm going to be on crutches. My husband's working full time. Like I don't have time for surgery. So I didn't do the surgery. I'm just weird like that. And so I just kind of rehabbed it myself, just the knowledge that I have, you know, being a trainer. But it was so crushing for me because I wanted to be at Get Fit, you know, as much as I could. And I'm like, I can't go to leg day. I can't do any of those things. And I loved running and I was running half marathons. Like I feel like I was at my prime, you know, and then boom, my knee blew out. And, it was a hard moment. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pivot. I'm going to figure out how I can still do cardio based movements without, you know, running outside or on my treadmill. And everyone laughs at me because my favorite movement is the snatch. And I love dumbbell snatches, like love it. And the reason why I love it so much is because that became like my move during the time that I was rehabbing my knee. Cause I'm like, okay, what can I do with my upper body that's going to get my heart rate up and I can, you know, chuck weights around. And, I remember just being in the corner doing jump ropes, you know, single leg. And then I would do some snatches and I would do some single leg box jumps. Like everyone thought I was nuts. And I'm like, you know what? Like the hard moments do knock you down, but I also look at them as like, what can I learn from this? How can I grow as a person from this? Because, you know, at the end of the day, people are watching you. And if that inspires or changed one, you know, person's life, 100% all worth that pain, those hard feelings, those hard moments, completely worth it. And I feel like, you know, nutrition is something that's so just, I love it so much. And nutritional coaching, even now, you know, kind of turns into kind of counseling sometimes, where it's like it's definitely a mindset, mental game for a lot of people, and emotional eating and dealing just with stress and the heaviness of life sometimes. And I feel like it's been a great outlet for me, you know, coping with, you know, the loss of my dad and just, you know, even the change of moving here and totally changing your life and your daily routine. And I mean, even pivoting to just working out in my garage at 20 degrees, like I'm like, you do what you got to do and you just kind of figure it out and you pivot how you need to pivot. And yeah, I mean, my biggest thing is practicing what I preach. And so if I'm telling someone to do something, you better believe that I'm going to do it too. That's just who I am. You know, I don't really try to do that. It's just embedded in me. So,
yeah. How has the nutrition part, you know, helped with the fitness part as well?
Yeah. So for me, I'll kind of give you like a real little backstory of me. So I was pregnant with my daughter, my first daughter at 22. I was 22 and I had her when I just barely turned 23. And it was a really rough pregnancy, like really bad. And I'm going to be totally transparent and honest with you. Yeah. This is before my Get Fit days, and I gained about, oh gosh, anywhere from 90 to 100 pounds.
Wow.
So I was up to like 260. Like, whoever hears that, like, I really don't care.
Yeah.
And I had a C-section with her. I've had all C-sections with my daughters. And it was a real low point in my life. I was a single mom met my husband when my oldest daughter turned 13. And, you know, for me, feeling like, man, like, I was a soccer player, I loved all this stuff, like, I was super active in college and you know, played soccer, and I lost myself for a while. And then after I had my daughter, like, something just sparked to me, like, okay, I'm taking care of another human, you know, I have to be the healthiest that I can be. My husband, when she was 13 months, and, you know, I talk about my dad a lot, but she is also a huge reason. I might even get emotional during this. She is one of my biggest whys. And, I have to do everything in my power to be around and to constantly protect her. And I feel like, you know, I was a single mom for such a short time compared to other people, but being alone and just kind of figuring out, like, a new mom, you know, I had such great support from my parents and my family. And, you know, I was a semester away from graduating college when I had her. And I say pivot a lot because I do. But my original plan that I thought, yeah, Hannah, you got your whole life figured out. I went to school for nursing. And so that's why I went to school for kinesiology. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to be a nurse, like, blah, blah, blah. But I always had this dream of owning my own studio or gym. And I just didn't know, like, how is that even going to happen? Like, you know, maybe it's just a dream, Hannah. With the nutrition, you know, through all that, I really did struggle with a lot of anxiety and stress and, you know, depression at times. And I just, over the years, finding certain foods do trigger those feelings. And I wanted to learn and know all of, like, why does that trigger more anxiety than normal? And even to this day, like, if I have too much sugar or, you know, even gluten, I'm not allergic to it, but I'm definitely sensitive to it. And it can still spark up those same feelings of, oh gosh, like, I remember feeling that way when I was 23 years old, trying to figure out all the things. And my daughter, you know, had some health issues, and just watching her overcome a lot of things. And she's almost 11 years old, but, you know, being young, but she is one of the strongest people I have ever met in my life. All the stuff that she has had to endure and kind of gone through. And to me, it changes me of, you look at everything so positive and so optimistic. And it's like, I want to be like that. And I want to be like that for other people, you know? And people as a whole, and especially my daughters, I want them to look at mom like, wow, like she's flipping the script on, you know, fitness and nutrition. It's not all about aesthetics. It is about who you are as a person. It's about being strong. It's about, you know, any season of life that you're in, like you are capable of absolutely anything and everything. And it's funny because I remember one of my first weeks at Get Fit, I think I told you this when we first met, I was chest pressing and it was so hard for me. It was like, I don't know, 8 or 10 pounds. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm going to drop these weights. And now it's like, I feel like I can chest press like a man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's so empowering to me. And it's like, you know what? Like I said, we all come from somewhere. We all have a story. We're all going through something. And I want people to come in to Get Fit and feel just so welcomed and so empowered and know that they can conquer anything that they want to conquer. And so, yeah, I think the passion just truly comes from life experiences and, I guess wisdom. And I mean, I have a lot to learn. You know, we can learn something new every single day. And you know, just the people that, you know, we work with, like-minded people, is we all build each other up and keep each other accountable and, you know, always, you know, what can be better and stuff. So all in all, to answer your question about nutrition, it is so much more than aesthetics to me. You know, even macro tracking, some of my girls, they'll ask me questions like, mommy, why are you weighing out your food? It's like, I want to make sure I'm eating enough so I can be super strong, you know, instead of saying things like, oh, mommy's on a diet. Like, absolutely not. Like, I want to raise them up to, you know what, like we eat to be strong and healthy and athletic. And, yeah.
Which is so hard because I think there's so much of, right, you said it, that diet portion mm-hmm. of it, and kids looking and saying, oh, well, mom can't eat this, or you can't eat that, or there's so many other things, instead of saying like, no, we actually need to eat more. You know, that's, mm-hmm. it's such a societal kind of, you know, thing that I guess we're going through mm-hmm. where everybody wants to be skinny and everybody wants to be you know, all of the societal things that I guess yeah. it comes with, and like ingraining in your girls, like, no, we want to be strong mm-hmm. and we want to be, you know, be functional with our movements instead of a looking or being a specific size mm-hmm. with it. You got really emotional over your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about, like, she is your why and your kids are your why, but mm-hmm. there's usually more in depth of like, why your children, you know? And I guess maybe I ask this because I don't have children, and I know my mom is very protective over us mm-hmm. girls too, but like, there's something within your children that you yeah. are like, they are my why.
Yeah. I want to be around as long as I can. And I think experiencing, you know, that true grief of losing my dad, you know, 26, still obviously very young, but I can't imagine, you know, something, you know, happening to where I have to deal with that. And so I want to do everything in my power to be around and, you know, play soccer with them or whatever activities that they want to do. But truly I want to be that example. And I think that mama bear comes out of like, just like you said, like protection mode of, you know, especially being raised in this generation, especially as a girl, all the pressures that come with life of, you know, aesthetics and, you know, growing up, I was kind of like that chubby kid, you know, where it's like, sometimes like, I don't know, I went through this like weird phase of like, I'd be chubby and I'd be not. And then it was just like this up and down like battle. And so I remember at a young age, I would, you know, be on these random diets, like, I don't know, like a low carb diet. I remember doing like Weight Watchers, like all these things. And like, I remember like still some stuff that people would say to me in like, I don't know, third grade. And I'm like, I'm 33 years old. Like, how do I even remember that? And so I don't want my daughters to ever feel that way. I know, obviously we're all human and we eventually will, but, anything I can do to help them and then also other people of, you know what, like, it's not all about the looks. Like, sure, that's a perk, right? Like, you're working on your nutrition, your fitness, and at the end of the day, we all want to look good, right? Like, right. We do. We want to feel great in our clothes, and but it's just, it's so much more to that. For me, it's preventing diseases. It's, you know, preventing high blood pressure. It's coping with stress. And so I really want to change that for them of like, you know what, you can do anything you want to do, you know? And, that's why I love lifting heavy weights. It's just, I love it. I want to see how strong, like, we can all get. And it's like a competition within yourself. Right. And then seeing other people feel so empowered of, you know, they walk into it like, oh, I can never do that. Like, I can never, you know, climb a rope or, you know, snatch that 50-pound dumbbell. And then that moment that you see them conquer that, it's the coolest thing in the world. And it's that moment, not because they necessarily did that movement, but because they finally believed in themselves. And that, like, never gets old. Never gets old. Like, and I can't wait for people to experience that daily at Get Fit.
Yeah. When are you expecting to be open with Get Fit, and what do you see that growing, right? You're going to have walls, but like, where do you see that going?
Yeah. So we are kind of anticipating and hoping to be open towards the end of May, possibly June, hopefully first part of July latest. That is our goal. We are going to launch a 6-week challenge even before our doors open. So that will kick off April 10th. And so, you know, building that community before we even open. And truthfully, like, we just want people to walk through our doors, feel welcome. We're offering childcare. And so I know that's a huge component for parents, especially if both parents are working. It's like, you know, tag teaming. I'll go early morning, you go afternoon. But if they're able to come together, you know, drop the kids off. And childcare is totally different. You know, really love on the kids, have activities, celebrate their birthdays. And it's not just like, hey, here's a device, have fun. No. It's like interactive. The kids eventually become friends, and, you know, the parents become friends. And we're excited to see where it's going. Our nutritional program, it's obviously one-on-one coaching, and that's active and running, and, you know, anyone can sign up for that. But yeah, we'll offer, you know, 6-week challenges in a couple weeks, and go from there. And we're excited to grow and get the word out, and, you know, have people come and experience what Get Fit's truly all about.
Yeah. Are you going to be the one coaching most of these, or what does that look like for it?
Yeah. So I'll probably be training a big bulk, which I'm excited of. I love it. I love training so much and writing workouts. And but we'll have a team too of other trainers. And my mom will be one of the childcare workers.
Oh.
And yeah, she used to be a preschool director. And so she is so excited. I feel like she's already getting like crafts ready. Oh. And like activities. And we train in a bulk, and I'm sure in the future we'll bring on more team, and you know, making sure that it aligns with our culture and, you know, the why behind Get Fit and that passion too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you being able to just come on and share more of who Hannah is behind this, right? And I think as business owners, as people share their stories of not only why they're opening businesses, but really understanding their own story. And I appreciate you just being able to open up about, you know, your postpartum and, you know, how you were as a kid, because that all is a part of your journey. And, you know, anybody listening or coming into your walls, like, we all have a story, and it's what we do with it.
Yeah.
And you obviously have shown that through your grit and your, you know, perseverance, like, you're willing to push through that and really see the light at the end of the tunnel, which is super cool for me to be able to watch you kind of show that growth as well. Before we kind of wrap up, is there anything else that you would like to tell them, kind of some words of advice? Or
I think words of advice is, you know, truly, if, you know, this is probably me experiencing this, you know, I mean, honestly, my whole life, but especially recently, is if you feel comfortable, that means it's time to get uncomfortable. And in the uncomfortable and the growing pain moments, that's when you are going to change tremendously. And the biggest thing that I could advise anybody with, and that's in every aspect of life, is true consistency, no matter what you do, because the boring, the mundane, the stuff we don't feel like doing. But the more you do that, it's going to add up. And I just, you know, your hard work will continue to pay off. Like I want people to believe in themselves so much. And it's like, why not? You know, like life is so short. It's meant to be enjoyed. So like, just go for it. Just do it, you know? And, we're not always going to be motivated, right? Like we're not going to wake up every day like, oh, just, yes, can't wait to work out. Can't wait to eat this salad. Sounds so great. But that's when, you know, the consistency and the discipline and that true grit. And I always tell everybody this because I truly believe everybody is an athlete, is to release your inner athlete. And no matter what you do, because you will get knocked down, things will get hard, you will cry, but it's what you do about it that matters. And don't stay in the rut of, oh gosh, this is never going to happen. Or, you know, this is never going to work out for me, but it truly will. You got to believe that.
Yeah, it is. And there's, I know I said we were going to wrap up, but there's one more thing. Like, you show so much faith within believing in yourself. Is that something that you have just kind of, you know, grown up with your faith? Or is that something that you've developed with your faith? Where does that come from?
Yeah, I grew up in church. I accepted Jesus as my savior when I was very young. I believe I was 5 years old. You know, I went to private school as a homeschool kid too. And it wasn't truly until I walked through the really hard time of my life to where, you know, I had my daughter. It was a very dark time of my life. And that's when I recommitted my life to Christ. And that's when I truly grew up as a person, but I truly grew in my faith because, you know, when we're hit with adversity and stuff that really questions or challenges our character, that's when, you know, your true colors do come. And I always wanted and still strive to, I want to be known as someone with integrity, someone that will always strive to do the right things. And I, you know, after losing my dad, I really have an eternity perspective to where, you know, life has changed and, you know, the little things truly don't matter, right? Like the material things don't matter. And, it is all about, it's all about the people, you know, and that's where I feel like the greater why comes in to, you know, get fit as a whole and who we are is it's, yeah, like we're a business, but we're about the people. And without the people, we don't have a business either, you know. And so, I mean, even nutritional coaching, it's like people walk through some heavy things and we aren't meant to do life alone. And that's where community comes in, right? Like there's those authentic relationships, even if, you know, it's someone in class or someone you're being coached by, there's all connections and, we're not meant to be alone in anything we do. So,
yeah, absolutely. How can the listeners be able to find you?
Yeah. You can follow us at Get Fit Meridian. You can also check out our website, which is getfitcommunity.com/Meridian. You can message us, our numbers on there, address. We'll be off the Eagle and Amity. Yeah, we're stoked.
I'm excited for you. So
thank you.
Listeners, I will also have all of her information up on my website as well as Instagram. I'll be tagging her, all of the fun things. So if you are in the Meridian area or surrounding and want to get involved, fill a connection, fill a poll to getting into getting your life, you know, through Get Fit. I encourage you to do that. And Hannah, thank you again for coming on. I just appreciate everything that you've done. And listeners, I will talk with you for another episode next week. For now, bye-bye. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Raw Thoughts Podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could follow, like, subscribe, and share with anybody that you think would be interested in this. You could also head over to my website at rawthoughtspodcast.com and see any other guests that have been on the episodes. You could also go over to Instagram and follow at rawthoughts.podcast. I would really appreciate it, and always send me a message if you're interested in being a guest or any feedback.